From Ivano-Frankivsk in Ukraine, that was the Episcopal Choir of the Holy Protectress Cathedral Ukrainian Orthodox Church in conjunction with the Descent of the Holy Spirit Pro-Cathedral Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, from their CD of Easter music, and that was the Easter Canticles, to mark the arrival of Easter Sunday on the Julian calendar for those Ukrainians celebrating in Ukraine and elsewhere in the world on that calendar, and the continuation of Easter for those observing Easter on the Gregorian calendar. Христос воскрес, воістину воскрес! Вітаю вас всіх на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павліна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Happy Easter to those celebrating. And we've got more Easter programming for you on today's program. And as usual, we've got our usual. Sylvia is by with a recipe and some food factoids. She'll be talking about ribs today. And Father Ihor Kutash will be joining us with an Easter message. As well, Keith Perron will be by with the news, and he'll be bringing us stories about Ukrainian mercenaries detained in Libya, Ukraine's leadership continuing to sabotage the country's chances of European integration, and a famous movie that has been banned. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty more Ukrainian Easter music. And coming up next, the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Cathedral Choir from Winnipeg, from their CD of Ukrainian Christmas and Easter music. And on this CD, there are probably almost a dozen different versions of the hymn Christos Voskres, Christ Has Risen. And here is one of them, not that often heard, but very beautiful. The Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Cathedral Choir from Winnipeg.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Навіщо то звісає, воскресна, вийдеш, чи є воскресна, Бог?
From Lviv, Ukraine, that was the Heavenly Hosts Ensemble with the title track from their CD, Let God Arise. Up next, the Episcopal Choir again from Ivano-Frankivsk, Ukraine, and Sohlasno Zaspivaimo, Joyfully Let Us Sing. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. The greenish-gray long leaves of sage have a savory, dry aroma and somewhat spicy flavor that is a natural counterbalance for rich and fatty foods. Ukrainians cook sometimes use sage in stuffings for pork and poultry. Sage is a herb that qualifies as a flavoring in its own right because of its dominant flavor. The flavor of fresh herbs is incomparably superior to dried forms, and sage is easily grown in the kitchen garden or in containers, or is commonly available in greengrocers and markets. There is little excuse for using dried sage, as it becomes stale and musty very quickly. Now get your pens ready for delicious stuffed sparabs. You'll need the following. 1 6 to 7 pound length of sparabs. Then you'll need this type of flat bread to use in the stuffing. 3 eggs well beaten, 1/2 cup water, 2 cups flour, 1 1/2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt. Beat the eggs with water, add in the dry sifted ingredients, and mix well, and knead till smooth. Roll out to about 1 inch thickness, and place on a greased cooking sheet, and prick in several places with a fork. Bake at 350 degrees for 45 minutes, then cool and cut into small cubes. For the stuffing, you'll need 1 onion, finely chopped, 1 celery stick, chopped, 1/4 cup butter, 2 1/2 cups hot chicken stock or hot water, 5 eggs beaten, 3 tablespoons parsley, chopped, 2 teaspoons sage, chopped, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon freshly ground pepper. Saute the onion and celery in butter. Add to the hot chicken broth or water and pour over the bread cubes. Cover and steam for a few minutes. Combine all the other ingredients and add to the bread mixture. Mix gently. Trim excess fat from the sparabs and generously salt and pepper them on both sides. Lay the ribs down in a roasting pan, put the stuffing on the ribs, and roll like a jelly roll. Tie securely. Add 1/2 cup of water and 1 sliced onion to the roaster. Cover and bake at 350 degrees for 2 hours or until the ribs are browned. This recipe will serve, about 6 to 8 people, depending on appetites, of course. This is definitely a great party dish. So until next time, try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
playing from a CD called The Sounds of Kyiv. That was the Kyiv Chamber Choir with the Resurrection Canon, and that was composed by the 18th century Ukrainian composer Mykola Deletsky, and that is a brilliant display of the mature Baroque style in Ukrainian choral music. That performance included odes 1, 3, 6, and 9 of Deletsky's Canon, which is most often performed as part of Ukrainian Easter celebrations. Up next, Father Ihor Kutash of St. Mary the Protectress Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Montreal with an Easter message.
Христос воскрес! Воистину воскрес! Christ is risen! He is truly risen! Father Ihor Kutash at the microphone. Today, the Church remembers the early morning journey of the myrrh-bearing women to the tomb of our Lord. It was not an easy journey for those dear ladies. It was still dark when they left, and they could have been easy prey for thieves who could have robbed them of the spices they bore for the rites of burial. And there was the troubling question: who would roll away the stone from the tomb? They had seen it rolled into place and knew that there was a seal placed on it. There were also guards watching. Imagine their surprise when they found that the stone was already rolled away, and there was no guard in sight either. What happened? Mark the Evangelist begins with their question: who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? He goes on to say, but when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. Now that is a strange way to put it. The words, "for it was very large," may have made some sense as an explanation for the anxiety of the women. If the stone was not very large, perhaps they might have been able to roll it away themselves. Then it would have been an easy matter for them to go into the tomb to do their work of love and duty and complete the preparation of the body for entombment. They had not been able to do that after the Lord's death upon the cross, since the Sabbath was upon them. But it seems that the stone was not so terrifically heavy, for the same evangelist has written a few sentences earlier that Joseph of Arimathea rolled the stone into place. This would have been along a groove cut into the stone at the foot of the opening of the tomb. Apparently, he did it single-handedly. If Joseph of Arimathea had been able to do it by himself, then a few women should certainly have been able to do it. But there is good reason for Mark to write as he does. There was no need to roll away the stone in order for the risen Lord to emerge from the tomb. Jesus did not need that. Remember that in one of his resurrection appearances, he appeared in the midst of his disciples who were sitting in a room where the doors were locked. Probably referring to this same appearance, the evangelist Luke says that our Lord asked for something to eat to show that he was not a phantom who could pass through closed doors, and then ate before his amazed disciples. The stone was rolled away for the women so that they could see that the tomb was empty. It was rolled away for them. Their eyes could then see the miracle of the empty tomb, and their hearts could believe in the Lord's triumph over death. May we too recall the courage, love, faith, and hope of the mirror bearers. As we move forward in faith, we too shall find that stone has been rolled away, and we shall encounter the risen Lord in the good works that we do and the good words that we speak in his name. Amen. Christ is risen. He is truly risen.
Oh,
From Edmonton, that was Heruvime from their CD of the 17th century Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, and that was the Trisagion, the Triple Saint Hymn. Up next, the Heavenly Host again, and the prayer for Ukraine, Boże Veliki.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And from a CD called Alleluia, put out by .com Recordings of Toronto, that was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Exultate Jubilati, and it was performed by the Kiev Chamber Orchestra with soloist Ivana Plish.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, Ukraine seeks mercenaries' release from Libya. Council of European Parliamentary Assembly in Kiev. Kiev bans movie The Match. I'm Keith Parron. Ukraine has said it is doing all it can to secure the extradition from Libya of 19 of its citizens accused of being pro-Gaddafi mercenaries. The group, which also includes 3 Belarusians and 2 Russians, were formally charged on Monday, 8 months after they were detained. The 24 accused insisted they were working for the oil industry as contractors. They deny the charges of preparing land-to-air missile launchers to shoot down planes, taking part in the NATO-led mission to protect Libyan civilians. The Ukrainian authorities said negotiations between Kiev and the Libyan authorities were already underway. A spokesman for the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry said a possible extradition of its 19 citizens was on the table, even though the two countries had no formal treaty. The 19 Ukrainians are being held near Tripoli at a Libyan Home Guard base. Since the trial and jail sentence against Yulia Tymoshenko, the European Union has been paying close attention to the legal system of Ukraine. This week, a team of co-rapporteurs from the Council of European Parliamentary Assembly, or PACE, is in Ukraine to make a monitoring visit. But because of the sentence passed down to Tymoshenko after what some are calling a show trial, it may not be so easy for the country to be part of the European trading zone. Alexander Malakolop has the story.
The names of Ukraine's jailed opposition leaders overshadow the country's European aspirations. These deplorable results summed up the two-day Council of Europe's co-rapporteurs' visit to oversee implementation of the Assembly's January resolution calling on Ukraine to amend the Criminal Code and decriminalize some articles. The amendment would effectively make it possible to release jailed oppositionists Yulia Tymoshenko and Yuri Lutsenko, whose prosecutions strengthen the impression of selective justice.
You can all see that the trial has not been made in a fair way. And they are just examples how the system in Ukraine is not working.
Trying to demonstrate Ukraine the rule of law and democracy, the European delegates, though, were clearly declined any possibilities to see prisoners. This was frankly surprising for them.
Very big concern of the whole Council of Europe, as members of Council of Europe do not refuse seeing such high-level prisoners. And it was clear on a discussion on January session that members of Parliamentary Assembly read it as a lack of dialogue from Ukrainian part.
While Yulia Tymoshenko suffers worsening health, the European Court of Human Rights asked the Ukrainian authorities to ensure that she receives medical treatment in an appropriate medical institution. Doctors in the female panel Connolly offered medical equipment for undergoing procedures. However, jailed leader keeps on refusing the colony services, trying to get medical procedures being carried out in a specialized inpatient clinic abroad.
Following our German colleagues' advices, we had bought the necessary apparatus for physical therapy. They are the same both in Germany and here.
The State Penitentiary Service insists on impossibility of sending Yulia Tymoshenko abroad for treatment without introduction of changes in the current legislation. Meanwhile, human rights advocates foresee tough sanctions against Ukraine if the European Court's decision is ignored.
Denying the country a voting right in the Council of Europe could be the first and one of the several sanctions against Ukraine.
The ill fame of Ukraine's jailed opposition leaders' imprisonment drew fire in Ukraine and abroad. However, the reluctance of the Ukrainian authorities to implement the recommendations of the Council of Europe alarmed Europe twice more. The co-rapporteurs stressed that the Council of Europe's patience is running out. While trying to take the pulse of Ukraine's democracy, the Council of Europe's co-rapporteurs pointed out the political and judicial system's systematic failure. They are to come back in early May and do not rule out imposing sanctions against Ukraine if the Assembly's demands are not met. Alexandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
It's a game that every Ukrainian knows about. The death match of 1942, when top Kiev soccer players trounced a team of the Nazi occupiers and reportedly paid it with their lives. But Ukrainian authorities on Tuesday froze the release of a movie depicting the Soviet defiance of Nazi Germany because of concerns it could ignite an explosion of emotions just weeks before Ukraine co-hosts the 2012 European Championship. Officials fear that the match could extol the heroism of the Ukrainian soccer players, but portrays many Kiev residents as Nazi collaborators, which would teach Ukrainian audiences the wrong image of the country and their history. Some experts fear that it also may stoke hostility towards German player fans, as Ukrainian hosts several games played by the German national team. The movie tells the story of the August 9, 1942 match, which pitted a Wehrmacht team against players of Kiev's top club Dynamo and other athletes. The Ukrainian team won 5-3, despite reported warnings from the SS that it must lose to their occupiers. Most team members were soon arrested. Historians now say that while defeating the Nazi team was undoubtedly courageous, there is no evidence to suggest that all the players were executed in revenge. 9 of the players were arrested about a week after the match. 1 died in custody and 3 others were shot at a Kiev concentration camp some 6 months later, according to a former Soviet security officer who wrote the book on the match. German investigators concluded in 2005 there was no evidence in linking the death of the 3 players to the match. The film's distributors wanted the match to premiere in Ukraine on May 3rd, but Ukraine's cinema agency announced their decision whether or not to approve the film last week. But the state cinema agency said Tuesday it'll take them another 25 working days to analyze the film. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Thank you.
And that was Iridescent Pesenka, performed by the Ensemble Pesenka, and from their CD Bukovinian and Hutzel Songs. And the ensemble consists of the delightful duo of Oksana Savchuk and Ivan Kavatsyuk. Up next, Lvivsky Muzike from a contemporary CD, one of many that they've got out. And this is a song that continues on our seasonal theme for today's program. And here they are now with Vera Nadia Lyubov, Faith, Hope, and Love.
Останню любов думав, мріяв не раз, та заплутався знов серед завчених фраз. В ліхтарях і диму причаровує час, тільки час він для нас, я запрошую вас.
Віра, надія, любов, віра, надія, любов.
Двері постукала мої і проситься знов.
Віра, надія, любов, віра, надія, любов.
Двері постукала мої і проситься знов. Я замовлю свічки та іскристу шампань, я замовлю, любе, тільки ти не збагай. Нам не треба вогню із холодних грудей, я задумав усе, як в найкращих людей.
Віра, надія, любов, віра, надія, любов.
Двері постукала мої і проситься знов.
Віра, надія, любов, віра, надія, любов.
Двері постукала мої і проситься знов.
Віра, надія, любов, віра, надія, любов.
Двері постукала мої і проситься знов.
Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming am1320.com. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. As well, you can catch the podcasts on our websites, www.nashholos.com for the Vancouver podcast, and for the international edition, www.pcjmedia.com. As well, you can get Nash Holos on your mobile phone via the Stitcher app, and you can keep tabs on us in between broadcasts by following us on Twitter and Facebook. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Будеш мати доброго помічника, якщо ти добрий майстер. And our proverb of the week translates as, a good master has good apprentices. Well, that takes us to the end of another program here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. So to wrap things up, we've got Tut I Tam from their most recent CD. And if you've been very good during Lent and refrained from dancing, this is the time to dust off your dancing boots because you're going to need them for Kasha, a song named after one of my favorite dishes, buckwheat porridge or pilaf. And I guess that's because this is a real mishmash of tunes. Tut I Tam with Kasha. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.
А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
Як би мені себе кінчте білі сачата. Я поїхав у село, де гарні дівчата.
А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
Чищену пару волі заставили хрести.
А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
А я тую пару волі по солі качаю. На припічку варенички я на не пургаю.
А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. Все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
Чорненьким там орала дівчинонька, воликом чорненьким.
Орала, орала, не вміла в карти, попросила козачека на скрипку.